How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Okay, we're back tonight, and for a little bit of time tonight anyway, we're going to discuss elections and election fraud and all of the so-called remedies that are being proposed on the federal level to deal with election problems, and how the medicine may be worse than the disease. And once again, I'm going to bring on the program Mr. Kurt Hyde, who is an expert in this field and also deals specifically with touchscreen voting and computers and all of that stuff. So welcome back, Mr. Kurt Hyde, to the program.
Hello.
Hi. Hello, Kurt.
Hello. How you doing, Rick?
Well, I'm not doing too badly. It's good to have you join me tonight because we've been exchanging a lot of information and emails and so forth on some legislation that's been going through Congress. Unfortunately, one of them, the pieces of legislation dealing specifically with federal takeover of elections, I guess, is this H.R. 811, right?
Yes, and I really thank you because earlier when it was about, what, a month, 2 months ago or so, mm-hmm. when you had me on, there just weren't that many people at that time who understood the dangers of H.R. 811.
Mm-hmm.
There weren't that many, and you said, Kurt, I'll have you on the show. Talk about it. You've got mm-hmm. something to say. I want to hear it. And so I did. What's happened in the meantime, excuse me there has been some opposition. The Association of the Secretaries of State now have come out against it, and even Dennis Kucinich of Ohio has come out against it now, and he's one of the original co-sponsors of it. So,
yes.
There is opposition to it, and that's good, but we really, you just can't relax, you know, because this piece of legislation, it has this way of like getting on the docket, and then they run their little surveys, and then mm-hmm. they figure out whether or not it might pass, and then it goes back to committee, and then it comes back up on just a couple days' notice.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, it was going to be out for a vote in June, and mm-hmm. The survey said no, so they held off on it, and then all of a sudden they brought it out for I think the Wednesday or the Thursday. After the Labor Day recess,
mm-hmm.
and it looked like it was going to pass again. And then all of a sudden they started checking with people, and when one of the original co-sponsors is now against it, you know, that does kind of hurt a bill. And especially somebody with a fairly big name like Dennis Kucinich.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened was that we are now beginning to finally get some really principled Americanist type opposition to it based on the constitutional grounds. And that may be what it takes to swing it and maybe and hopefully kill this bill and the two even worse ones by Barack Hussein Obama and also by Hillary Rodham Clinton that are even worse than this, as bad as this is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, break time. When we come back, I want people to learn from us exactly what it is about this H.R. 811 that makes it so dangerous, and we'll take calls, too, if people have questions or comments, as well as other issues pertaining to the election. Rick Adams, we'll be right back.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Okay. We are here right now to discuss the issues pertaining to the rascals in Congress and what they may be up to. I note that some of the people like, Chuck Hagel, Senator Hagel, is planning not to run again. Isn't that interesting, Kurt?
Okay, I did not hear that.
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, he was one of the people who was directly involved with some of the companies that we've talked about, you know, that
yes.
Diebold and companies such as that, which, of course, make these machines that have been implicated in a lot of electioneering and questions of fraud and having to do specifically with rigging elections. And he's one of those that's been on the board of, the corporation and
yeah.
and then has been, getting a little bit of help to get elected, we believe, and now I guess he's getting to the point where he cannot he can't be part of that anymore. That he has some other plans, maybe. But you know, we read about him and John Warner and some of the others, and some of these characters, you know, for whatever reason, are deciding to do what others have done, Dick Armey and people like that, and that's get out while the getting's good. But in any event, I just decided to bring that up because of the fact that he's so closely affiliated with these machines, these companies involved.
Yeah, so he was actually a leader in one of the companies that did make some of this equipment.
ESNS and Diebold and so forth. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Now, this H.R. 811 piece of legislation, why is it so dangerous? And I know you've done a lot of research into it. Why is it so onerous for us today to worry about?
Well, a couple reasons. The first one is it's a big federal power grab.
Mm-hmm.
It is really putting the federal government even more strongly into an area where it had no place to be involved in the first place. So that is probably the worst. Another one is, and this is speculation, but it's the opinion of a man who's expressed his opinions before that have turned out to be right in this area.
Mm-hmm.
But it appears to me that if H.R. 811 passes and becomes law, that the next time the United Nations wants to send observers in to monitor our elections,
mm-hmm.
all they'll have to do is call the EAC, the Elections Assistance Commission, in Washington, and say, hi, can we just be on your team? Because, after all, you run most of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all they'll have to do in order to put United Nations observers into the process of voting in this country.
Well, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
I don't like it, that's for sure.
Yes, I recently helped some other people to come up with an opposition statement to H.R. 811, which was challenged by somebody. And so you have the advantage that I have just completed a nice comparison of the differences between H.R. 811, the bill that's currently in Congress that just can't seem to get enough support, and
mm-hmm.
I'm not at all unhappy about that aspect,
mm-hmm. yep.
and the HAVA law, the HAVA of 2000.
Yes.
That was the so-called Help America Vote Act,
yes,
which is already bad, and I'm saying that ought to be repealed also.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I am comparing, and I finished comparing, what does H.R. 811 do that HAVA didn't, or vice versa. And it's kind of interesting because, the Elections Assistance Commission originated because of HAVA. HAVA created it, or
that's right.
HAVA authorized the
mm-hmm.
creation of the Elections Assistance Commission. On page 18 of the HAVA law, it says the EAC will be a clearinghouse. Now, at first, that sounds like a pretty good idea. Of course, I think you might remember that even back then I was saying, look out,
mm-hmm.
this is the nose of the camel
That's
in the
it.
Tent, and
That's
it will
right.
become a regulatory agency. And
yes.
It's just all right, but they were supposed to be a clearinghouse.
Mm-hmm.
They were not supposed to have the authority to issue any rules or promulgate any regulations. This is word for word out of their law of what was in there. They were also supposed to just develop voluntary standards. Of course, we understand what voluntary standards
yes.
are.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And they were going to come up with voluntary standards
mm-hmm.
for, particularly for voting equipment and things like that. And that was HAVA. And I said, uh-oh, look out, this is really bad. This
sure.
is what,
sure.
Now, this is what H.R. 811 says, or at least there's an important thing to think about here, too, and that is that the latest copy that's available to the public on Thomas's, which is where I got this,
mm-hmm.
is the bill as it was like introduced in the House. It has been amended in committee, and I have asked about it, and I do have connections. I do know people who have connections in with the people who are in the committee, and they say it is worse. Now.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Okay, well, I guess I didn't have to explain that.
No, no, you don't. You don't.
What happens when the lobbyists get involved and everything is going to work in committee. But this is from what is certainly available public. Okay, page 18 of H.R. 811.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Guess what the new law would say? The manufacturer and the election officials shall document the secure chain of custody for the handling of all software, hardware, vote storage media, ballots,
yeah.
and voter-verified ballots used in connection with voting systems,
mm-hmm.
and to make this information available to the commission. That's the
mm.
Now, do you realize, do you know what it means to have a secure chain of custody for the software, the hardware, and the vote storage media for
it
all of our election equipment?
It doesn't sound good to me, Kurt.
Were you in the military ever?
No. I was wise enough to stay out, no.
Okay. A secure chain of custody. That's like with the sort of thing you have to do with secrets and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
This is how we will prove, with mm-hmm. paperwork even, that I handed it to you and not just left it on the table
yeah.
and you picked it up 6 hours
yeah.
later.
Yeah.
We don't just leave it in your mailbox and then hope when you check your mail tonight that it's there. That's not a secure chain of custody. That's what we're talking about. Can you imagine a secure chain of custody for all of our voting equipment?
Mm-hmm. And you know what's so funny is that, as you pointed out, people like, you know, Dennis Kucinich, you know, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I'd say he was sincere in wanting to answer people's concerns about touchscreen voting and all of the electronic voting and said, let's have a paper trail. We want to have a verifiable paper trail. So the bill came about, said, it's supposedly about verifying the votes with a paper trail. In this this bill, which has, as you said, gone through a metamorphosis, but in reality, you know what it would do, as you pointed out, is federalize the regulation over all of these states and their equipment and machinery. And people say, well, that sounds okay. I mean, surely if the federal government runs it, we'll have one standard. It won't be helter skelter. It'll be fine, and we'll do away with all of these problems. It's not going to work that way. And there's a lot of fear. When I hear the federal government getting involved with the Elections Assistance Commission to this regulation over U.S. elections, first of all, the red flag goes up, as you said. The Constitution saying this is nothing but a power grab. Now, why and who is behind this power grab is a very interesting question indeed. And, you know, you find the same list of suspects and the groups, of course, leading right to Metro 1313, the Council on Foreign Relations, the same people, the Committee for Economic Development, you know, the same groups that want to basically create the strongest federal government that we've ever seen. And it's growing under George Bush. There's no question about that. And under this Congress, both parties have done this to us. So this bill has a lot of real problems I can see now coming into the fore. And as you said, it's getting worse. It's not getting any better. And it should go down to defeat as well as repealing the HAVA Act.
Right. That's what I am suggesting to people.
Absolutely.
And that is that we've got to just stop playing defense. Napoleon said, if all you ever do is go on the defensive, you can never win. You might lose. You might tie. But you'll never win. And we need to start putting back the safeguards that the states had before the federal government started making an even worse mess of things.
Mm-hmm.
There were problems in our voting. But the federal government has very clearly made it worse. I thought
Absolutely.
It had a couple other things
yeah.
that are bad about it. Like I said, for one thing, just to have the federal government telling you have to have a chain of custody. How about if we go back to that just a little bit, okay?
Yeah. All right, we'll get the break coming up,
okay.
too. So if I have to interrupt you, you'll understand why. But go ahead. Proceed with this point.
Okay. Have you ever asked yourself, why on earth should we even need a chain of custody over our voting equipment? Well, that's because mm-hmm. if it's electronic equipment, you can't really tell for sure if somebody has tampered with it. And the chain of custody is mm-hmm. at least some degree of a safeguard. But what if I have a paper ballot box?
Mm-hmm.
Would I need to have a chain of custody?
That's a good question.
Between elections? No.
Yeah.
You just check to be sure it's empty every time you go vote.
Very good. We have a break now. We'll pick up on that point and the other points about H.R. 811 when we return with Kurt Hyde, our guest. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, right here on RBN.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Back again now with Kurt Hyde, and we'll take calls in a little bit. Just hang on the line. Kurt, you were just explaining a couple of points. Please continue.
Okay. Well, the point that I was making, and I think maybe I could make it another way too, is to say, What I'm saying here is that this proposed law, this H.R. 811 bill, is so bad that even if it were a state law, which would make it constitutional, it would still be unwise. And what I'm saying is that by even selecting the kind of voting equipment where you have to keep it locked up and with a chain of custody to make sure no one has tampered with it, because nobody really knows how it works in. Nobody can really observe how it works inside. And therefore, if somebody tampers with it between elections,
you wouldn't know.
How can you know? So therefore, you have to have a chain of custody. What I'm saying is that back in the days when we used paper ballots and you had a ballot box made of wood, or many of the old ones were made of glass, if you might remember, you didn't have to have a chain of custody in order to make sure that nobody tampered with the glass or tampered with the wood of the old wood ballot box. You just didn't need it. And that alone should be the first key of saying, aren't we going in the wrong direction here? Aren't we doing something wrong?
Yes, obviously we are. Now, the question is why and who really stands to benefit here?
Yeah. Anybody who wants to centralize the government and also, I think, and anybody who wants to gain too much control over our elections.
Well, you know, the first election of George Bush is really what produced the Hava Act.
Yes, that is true.
If you want to call it an election, I call it an ascension. An ascension to power. And he was coronated. And the way it came about, certainly we could go into that sometime. That's another issue in itself. But what came out of that Congress was help. They're going to help us. They're going to, they're going to help clean up the mess. And you remember all the discussion about, well, Florida has one system, New Jersey has a system, Michigan, Iowa, Texas and California. And wouldn't it be nice if we standardized everything and all the elections, federal elections, could be on one standard and they could all just be handled so easily and there'd be no questions about votes and so forth. You remember they were telling us all that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, it didn't work that way with this Hava Act, did it?
No.
And now they come up with another Hava Act, H.R. 11, and then they put all the recounts and audits under the federal control, as you pointed out last time, with no provision for the targeted audit recounts, was it?
Yeah.
I think that's what you were talking about the last time, where the selection of the precincts to recount is based on candidate requests, with the losing candidates getting the lion's share.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that is another aspect that really troubles the heck out of me.
Yes. I'm actually the guy who first proposed the TAR, the Targeted Audit Recount, well as the guy who in 1986 was the first person to speak out publicly against these paperless DRE voting systems. Because I spoke at Boston University on August the 14th, 1986, and no one has come up with an earlier date than that.
That's right.
So
you were the first.
Yes, I was. And the New American, if I could add this, you know, the magazine, the New American.
Yeah, right. Well, you wrote the articles. Yes.
I wrote an article for them in October 13th of 1986. Mm-hmm. They were the first national publication to carry that story about the dangers of the paperless DREs and that a paper trail was a necessary way to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that along the way, you know, when we had that symposium in Boston in 1986?
Right.
The Boston Globe was there.
Wow.
A reporter from the Boston Globe.
Oh, yes.
And I could not get his attention because there were some bigger named people there, people with bigger names who were involved in elections where these were punch card type elections or other sorts of things. And he was going for the big names. And I was an unknown person. And he barely gave me the courtesy of an acknowledgement of when I said hello to him.
Mm-hmm.
If they had not done that, they could have been the first public. The Boston Globe missed their chance to have been the first.
It won't be the first time, and not the last either.
Yeah, could have carried that story. But anyway, let's talk, if I could, the idea of a targeted audit recount. There's nothing in H.R. 11 about it, and I am, granted, I'm the first person to have proposed it, and other people are picking up on it. A lot of people are starting to say, hey, wait a minute, that may not be such a bad idea. The way it works, and I think you explained it very succinctly and quite accurately. The whole idea is that and there's also a complicated formula because remember, many contests have more than two people in them.
That's exactly.
And so I do have a formula for this, saying like if it's a congressional election, we will do 10 precinct recounts.
Mm-hmm.
And for the guy that comes in first, he may get one or two. The guy who wins, he still gets something.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like about, let's say, six of them go to the guy that came in second. And normally that pretty well covers it. But he's the one that deserves it.
Yes.
Because he's the one that almost made it, and he's the one who deserves the satisfaction of getting to it. And And the other thing is the targeted audit recount also has an aspect about it for auditing the results for referendums, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because and in referendums, you don't really know for sure who the opposition is. The mm-hmm. quite often when someone is trying to promote a referendum,
yep.
they will also finance a phony opposition to it in order mm-hmm. To do something embarrassing, to mm-hmm. make anybody who opposes it identify with somebody who acts stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little harder to find out who the opposition is.
That's very interesting. All right, we'll be right back after this quick break, and we'll take calls if there are any questions on this subject. Very important, H.R. 811, with our guest, Kurt Hyde, election expert. I'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Okay, we're back now with Kurt Hyde, our guest, and Kurt, as we were just saying before the break, you just touched on the tar aspect of it, which of course you had originally spoke about in the 80s. And this tar is targeted audit recounts. And you mentioned just now the referenda issues. What you said is very interesting about how sometimes someone behind an issue will even come up with some opposition to it to then discredit them, to advance the cause. That's interesting, isn't it, huh?
Yes, it is. And you see, and that's the reason why in the targeted audit recount I put that into there. And that is that because if you're going to go as far as some people will to actually spend money on some sort of discrediting opposition to the bill, well, then if you're going to cheat, then you'll also have this phony opposition to your referendum.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also say, I choose that we ought to recount in precinct 3 and 7 and 8, knowing that, and carefully selecting those
yeah.
where there was no hanky-panky.
Right, right.
And so what I have in there is that for the referendums, the people who promoted it get the get one share, okay? If they won, they get, like, let's say 1 or 2 out of 10, all right?
Mm-hmm.
If they're the losers, then they get the lion's share, just mm-hmm. like any other, you know, losing candidate does. In this case, there's really only two sides. There's a yes or a no on
mm-hmm.
on a referendum. But what happens then is that you then have members of the public can then nominate and give a reason for the nomination of a precinct. In other words, I as a voter, and don't even have to be a voter in that precinct or in that state even. You know,
but this is under your proposals.
Right, this is under my proposals.
This again is not at all part of H.R. 811, quite the contrary.
That's correct.
That's what we're trying to stress here so people will understand. Okay.
Well, yes, indeed. And so what I'm saying is that the way to handle this
yeah.
is to now say, okay, well, my name, you have to give your name. You say, well, my name is Kurt Hyde, and I think the place to get the targeted audit recount ought to be ballot box 13 in Alice, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can either choose to give a reason why or not. But
mm-hmm.
that my nomination, including my name, would become public information, and whoever makes the decision, which would typically be some sort of elections chief,
yeah.
would not be bound by any majority rules or anything like that, but he would have to acknowledge every single nomination that came in.
Mm-hmm.
And that, and the purpose for that is to make sure that no one, like, let's say, stuffs the recount process by
mm-hmm.
saying, okay, you know, we cheated in ballot box 13 in Dallas, Texas,
mm-hmm.
so we'll get 1,000 people to nominate ballot box 2 in Dallas and have that get looked at, you see? And then the guy said, well, you know, only a handful of people wanted ballot box 13 in Dallas, so we let Dallas win, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason why it has that particular process. It's actually a fairly well-thought-out process. In fact, I think it is a well-thought-out process, and in my own opinion, if I can say this,
yes.
back in 1986, I took some heat for what I said. There were many people who said, do you realize that the world of computers is littered with the bodies of the people who said that something doesn't work or can't be done,
mm-hmm.
who then got proved wrong? And I said, okay, I took my stand. Now it took until, 2003 or so to 2005 before the world really accepted that the paper trail was the only answer
mm-hmm.
to the problem.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
so it took almost 20 years, and I was proved right after taking some heat and even from good people that I knew. And that was the right kind of heat. People questioning to me, hey, you know, you've just done something that most people in computer science don't have, don't do, because, you know, maybe someone will dream up some fantastic new cryptography that might do it or something. And I said, well, I'm still taking my stand, and I took my stand because I thought I was right.
Absolutely. But, now this bill, H.R. 11, would put all of the recounts, all of the audits under direct federal control with no provision for TAR, as you said, the targeted audit recounts, right?
That's correct.
Absolutely no mandate. Now, that has not been changed at all yet or modified in the legislation either, has it?
No, not that we know of, and I'm sure that we would have heard about that.
And if it does, that doesn't still make it any more appealing, by the way, because of other reasons, and we'll get into some of them maybe, and also the fact that it is a federal takeover. And, I mean, the American public, you know, really, unfortunately, I believe has been largely bamboozled by this crusade, and the media done their usual to make it even more corrupt, you know, by being so superficial in this area, not getting into the reasons why we should be wary of federal control. And this is one of them, but there are so many others as well. In addition to being a power grab, it, as you pointed out, even the United Nations can possibly get in on this, and concentrating all this power in the EAC and making it easier to have UN observers come in to our country and observe our election process by means of cooperating agreements with the EAC and the UN. And, of course, many of these members of our Congress who requested this UN observers, the UN observers in 2004, are co-sponsoring H.R. 811, I might
That's
add.
That's true. Yes, it is.
Yes.
That's right, because I put on an e. You're right. You got my email a couple of weeks ago when I
oh,
heard that.
Oh, that, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And but there are so many other concerns that I have with it, you know, the bill. And, I mean, it started out, what, is it a 62-page bill?
Yes.
Or something like that. And what is it now? Is it up to what?
I don't know. I think
it's
in committee.
Yeah, okay, because, I mean, that's, you know, when you think about it, how many words on each page of each of these bills, and who is reading this legislation before it's voted on? That's what I want to know. When you consider the fact that there are hundreds of bills being proposed, and you ask your congressman for a specific reason to vote for or against a bill, you know what? They don't even want to talk to you because they know they haven't read the bill. They know they're not familiar with the bill, and their staff has not done it for them, which is usually what they do, is delegate responsibility. That's what they have a staff for, right? Is
right.
to let them read it and make a decision. Well, I'm afraid it's, you know, textbook civics, as they say, but textbook civics and the real world are two entirely different things, my friend.
Yes. Let's see. One of the things about this bill, H.R. 11,
yeah.
is that when it says this thing about the selection of precincts,
mm-hmm.
it's constantly saying that they will be the random selection.
That's another point, yes.
Everything has to be random. So let's go back to 1948, which I've yeah. already alluded
yeah.
to.
In Texas.
Let's go back to Alice, Texas. Let's go
yeah.
back to ballot box.
LBJ.
Let's
mm-hmm.
go back to LBJ. This mm-hmm. is a very important one because the circumstantial evidence was so strong that everybody knew it was a stolen election.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing was we also did indeed get a confession. Remember the mm-hmm. guy who stole it
mm-hmm.
finally said, "I confess." Now that all these other people are dead, everything is
well,
all
yeah.
over.
I mean, who cares now? Right?
He confessed.
Yeah,
he
right.
confessed to it. But you notice that everybody knew where it had to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knew it had to be done. And in fact, one of the things that I did when I designed the TAR was I did a sanity check on it, and I said, "How would this have worked if we had this law as law in 1948 when Lyndon Johnson and Governor Coke Stevenson had the runoff
mm-hmm.
to see
yeah.
who's going to be the
yeah.
next U.S. senator.
Right,
And
right.
I deliberately made sure to see, because what if somebody says, look out, we suddenly had 200 names signed in the same blue ink on the sign-in roster, and we suddenly got 200 more votes, and guess what? Now
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden the election has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, it all happened in Alice, Texas. And they say, okay, roll the dice. Because
yeah.
everything has to be done by random.
Yeah, by random check.
And
yeah.
I'm saying, no, let's use evidence. Let's use this. There's something else about the TAR, and even though this wasn't supposed to be about the TAR originally, but when I designed that TAR, I designed it around that election in 1948.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why in the TAR I also have an optional mailing to every voter at candidate's expense if the candidate who chooses a precinct also wants to have a mailing to make sure that the voters exist.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it's not just the equipment. There are two ways to steal elections. You can steal it in what's called the wholesale manner, which is you get into the computer and just change the totals and boom, okay, I stole it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can also steal it one vote at a time by having fraudulent voter registrations, large numbers of them, and large numbers of people working as repeaters. Those are the people who vote repeatedly during an election. And so that's the reason why I also have that optional mailing to the voter to make sure that each voter does exist and is truly a person.
Right. Now, there is a drive going on now. I know the New American and the Burt Society and other groups are asking people to write to their congressman now, to call. Also, the numbers that we've given, the toll-free numbers, not only oppose this bill, H.R. 811, for some of the reasons we've just given, but also to help undo the damage done by the HAVA Act, Help America Vote Act, and in addition to that, the motor voter legislation. Well, we all remember that, don't we?
Yes, that was passed in 1993. I believe it was the first bill signed into law by President Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know if it was the first, but it was right at the top of his agenda.
It was.
Now we can see why with Hillary.
Yeah.
No, it's just that. And then we have illegals voting in elections. We haven't even talked about that. And your concerns, of course, with illegal invasion into the country. And all of this really is a direct assault on the system, on our nation, and our Constitution. It's an outrage. Do you have time right now, Bill? Kurt, to take some calls?
Yes.
Let's take a call or two, all right? Let's give the number right now. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And right now, let's start with Bill in Idaho. Hello, Bill. You're on with Kurt Hyde.
Yes. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi, Kurt. Hi, Bill.
Yes. I wanted to thank you. It's a very, very important topic. I was wondering, had your guest had an opportunity, we had talked briefly, had your guest had a chance to review the discussion off of Dave Emery's archive of Auschwitz?
Can you hear that question, Kurt?
I think I did hear it.
Can you speak up a little bit more, Bill? I'm having a little trouble hearing you myself.
I had had a chance to talk to Mr. Hyde only short period of time.
Okay.
He was at the airport. He was nice enough to call me, and I very much appreciate it. Certainly his efforts on this issue, considering its importance nationally. However, if not internationally. However, I was wondering if you had had a chance to review Dave Emery's archive on Auschwitz. Dave Emery on Auschwitz. Only by virtue of the fact, and I have a follow-up question, if you could discuss the contents of that archive. It's internationally recognized.
Mm-hmm.
I am trying to remember. I do remember talking to you on the telephone, and I do remember checking it.
Well,
because I do check these things. And,
right. Well, I appreciate you getting with me, but as important an issue as this is, I'd only like to expand briefly in regard to this Diebold situation.
Mm-hmm.
Considering the very dark dots that connect that to Smartmatic out of the little Dutch boy airfield catastrophe of 9/11, if not Bank Altaqua, which is Nazi from before World War One, and the fact that it was the a combination of Saudi software engineering that basically grabbed Smartmatic, made Diebold, and ultimately was gobbled up by President of Venezuela. Ultimately has connections to Carlyle being the Bushes and their associates through AIPAC. considering that situation, it's even more worrisome that the Smeets Foundation in Nazi Germany, or the Nazi influence of Germany, are in bed with the Saudis. Your vote is owned ultimately, no matter how you slice it, up, down, right, left, whether it's a referendum or not, by the House of Saud and the Carlyle Group, which makes it even more important that his discussion is shouted from the loudest and highest housetop to warn people, if only by virtue of the fact that people do not understand how rigged and how engineered their voting patterns have become. Thanks so very much.
Yes, all right. Kurt, do you have a response?
I do recall checking on some of those things that he had said, okay? And I don't really know for sure. I have not seen it in other areas. You like to get more than one reference on things before you say them.
Mm-hmm.
But there actually has been some interesting, there has been some intrigue like this that in certain other areas, such as the internet voting system that mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. that the Clintons and Al Gore were pushing
yeah.
in 2000.
Promoting, yeah.
Well, they actually used it in the Democratic primary in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
That was developed by Election.com.
Mm-hmm.
Election.com went out of business.
Right.
And that whole business was then purchased by a Middle Eastern group.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was sold to somebody else who then wanted to have it used for our military to be used for internet voting while they're in the military.
While they were in the service, yeah.
So there are some that have been confirmed, and I don't know about all of these that he had said. I haven't had a chance to check.
Yeah, I haven't either, but it's very suspicious. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Thank you, Bill. We'll be right back with more calls and more questions for Kurt Hyde, my guest.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used
used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, I'm back now with Kurt Hyde, and thank you, previous caller Bill, for raising that question. You know, it's really a matter not only of nationalizing the elections now, but also internationalizing them. And that is definitely a very, very serious threat indeed. It has never been so bad in America today as it is now. And I've said right from the beginning, when you have computer-generated election results, and that should be the rule of law, you'll never have another election you can trust unless you do what you have advocated here. And that is the only way, I think, to put in safeguards to try to restore some credibility. Because right now, as it stands, I know many of the people that we talk to, people call this program, they have no credibility in the elections whatsoever anymore.
Well, and you know, that is just as bad as having the election stolen. Or maybe
no,
it's not
it is.
Quite as bad. It is horrible.
It may even be worse.
Yes, you know? Because you need to trust your election.
And people don't. And people are raising questions, and when they see this sort of shenanigans going on, you know, they, I mean, they just shake their head and say, well, why bother? Why vote? And that certainly is a legitimate question, you know, because if
right,
they can steal an election one way or another, what difference does it make if they've stolen it through the process legally or outside the process, right?
Not only that, it's the moral fiber of anything that's done by the government is whether or not the elections are trusted.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need to have elections that we can trust. Otherwise, you're going to have anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are just going to say, I don't believe you're really the governor.
I can relate to your situations in my state, in Rhode Island, and, you know, where the former chairman of the Board of Elections made the statement, hey, we fix elections, you know, other states. And, of course, as you know, in the presidential elections, those key and critical states where questions were raised, they said, well, you know, the plurality or the number of votes or what have you was so great anyway, a few thousand here, a few thousand there, what's the difference? And this is how they're written off. I mean,
yeah,
Yes. I mean, isn't that ridiculous?
Yes, it is.
Hello? Am I the only one that's raising these issues, Kurt?
Well, I guess you and me.
I hope not. Well, I mean, as you said and the caller said, we have an important issue here, and we haven't even begun to scratch the surface, and we have more calls. But I did also want to raise the point that a caller brought up about a week or two ago. And that was a very important point, and that is that many people who intend to vote for a particular candidate, like Ron Paul or Tom Tancredi or somebody that they like in the upcoming presidential primaries, are probably not aware of the deadlines involved for them to change their affiliation or register to vote. And that, too, is something that people have overlooked on talk radio. And we don't intend to do that here. And that's why I wanted, you know, to mention it again tonight and stress that fact. And you can also talk about it as well. We've only had a chance, because of the limited time, to talk about a few points here. But, you know, you've given me and us sufficient reason so far to oppose H.R. 811. And we, as I said, there are more reasons as well. And we need some repealing, not additions. All right. Stay where you are. 1 minute, we'll be back. Henry will be next, and Rob after Henry on the program, Uncensored Radio, Free America, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support RBN. And our guest, Kurt Hyde, and yours truly, Rick Adams, will join you in 1 minute.
It's true.